Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Avdalat of Masechet Pesachim. The topics we'll discuss include, the Gemara discusses why we do Bedigas Chametz the night of the 14th day of Nisan, if Chametz is still mutter to eat until halfway through the next day, Erev Pesach. Next, the Gemara poses three questions relating to Bedika of rentals. First, who has to do Bedigas Chametz in a house that is rented on Erev Pesach? Second, may one assume that a house rented on Erev Pesach has already been searched? Finally, the Gemara debates whether a person who rents a house with the agreement that it is searched and then finds that it has not been searched, can he back out of his lease on the grounds that it is a mekach tayis, a rental based on a false premise? The Gemara will ask, from where in the Torah we learn that chametz becomes usur 6 hours into the day on Erev Pesach? Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Shemura Chayka. When one learns of the death of a relative more than 30 days after their passing, he only observes one day of Avelis. For certain halachas, we consider part of the day as if it were a complete day. Zrizin makdim lemitzvahs. We should approach mitzvahs with alacrity and do them at the earliest possible opportunity. Mezuzah chayves hadarhi. It is the responsibility of the person living in the house, such as a renter, to put up a mezuzah. Midairaisa bebitl ba'al masagile. On the dairaisa level, bitl chametz, nullifying the chametz, is sufficient. Bedikas chametz and destroying it is only required midrabanan. One may assume that a person is happy to spend his money on doing mitzvahs.